into the sky. Elohim, Elion, El Shaddai, your greatness is all I see. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. If you have said it, then you will do it. You have a track record of keeping your word. You're not about to stop doing it now. Oh no, I'm by you. Oh no, I'm by you. Set me on the floor tomorrow. Set me in the floor tomorrow. Oh.
Olorun agbaye. Oluwa, Oluwa wa oruko re ti ni to. Egbe gbe gbe egbe nu aye. Egbe gbe gbe egbe nu orun. E tun wa fi kale sinu omo adari wurun. Obiriji, obiriji, aji pojo ikuda. Amama mumu olodu mare. You are mighty. Olorun la to shohun la. Giga, 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 lorunko re. Atobi tan, atobi julo. Ato batele, ato farasi. Adun bagbe, adun balo. Ibu ola ola yanturu. Jehovah. Bigbega, 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 bigbega ni yo. Olorun agbaye, you are mighty. Hey! Olugbala, olugbanila, oluwota, oluworita, olugbala, olugbanila, oluwota, oluworita. Ah! Olugbala, olugbanila, oluwota, oluworita, olugbala, olugbanila, oluwota, olugbana. Hey! Olugbala, olugbanila, oluwota, oluworita. Hey! Olugbala, olugbanila, oluwota, oluworita. Bigbega, bigbega, bigbega ni o Olorun wa. Olugbala, olugbanila, oluwota, oluworita. Ara gba yamu yamu fẹkun ọkọ farao. Ọba wa, ọba wo, ọba wa wa wo. Báṣọrun ọdẹ arun. Giga, giga, giga lorúkọ rẹ. You are mighty, oh. Kábí èsì ọlọ́lá. You are mighty. Ọba tó lọ kọrin kẹsẹ̀. You are mighty. Àti pẹ̀jọ ìkúná. You are mighty. Owó lẹ̀ kú wo lẹ̀ mú lẹ̀. You are mighty. Owó kẹ̀mbẹ̀ lẹ́bi ìjà. You are mighty. Ògbẹ̀ ìjàkẹ́rù ọkọ̀ níjà. You are mighty. Àtìní lẹ́yìn, má tìní lọ́jú. You are mighty. Ọ̀pọ̀ tó ní kọ́kọ́rọ́ ayé. You are mighty. Tẹnikẹ́ni ò lè sìn. You are mighty. Ọba tó mú rírí jáde nínú ẹ̀rí. You are mighty. Aláṣọ ńlá. You are mighty. Ọba tó jókòó lọ́run tó ń filé ayé ṣàpọ́n sí ìdìtẹ̀. You are mighty.
Gbanigbani lọ́jọ́ ojú ogun le. Ọba tó wọlé tó paná ogun. Ayérayé tó wọ̀dẹ̀ tó paná ọ̀tẹ̀. Aṣíwájú ogun lálọ. Akẹ́yìn ogun lábọ̀. Balógun òde ọ̀run. bajẹ ohun la ti fọ bajẹ ohun la ti roba loye atilẹyin nlo
you are my
morning is that you are mighty. Our confession this morning is that you are great. Our confession this morning is that you are able. Our confession this morning is that with you nothing is impossible. Our confession this morning is that we are blessed in you. So Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We lift you up above every other name. And we declare, Lord God Almighty, that you are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. Let your grace be sufficient unto each and every one of us today. And let your name be exalted in our midst. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Praise the Lord. We are all welcome to today's service, the last Sunday in the month of February 2021. Can we clap unto the Lord for what he has 2022. Let's clap unto the Lord for what he has done. The last Sunday in the month of February 2022. And today, the word the Lord wants us to consider is blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. We'll be taking for our reading Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. So Abram departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. I would like to say that we, the children of God, are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed with innumerable amount of blessings. The whole of Ephesians chapter 1 talks about the kind of blessings that the Lord has blessed us with. But we shall be looking at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. Ephesians chapter 1, I take it from verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. From the portion of scripture we have read, we can bring out some elements, blessings that the Lord has blessed us with. For example, he says, we are chosen before the foundation of the world. The Lord had chosen you, he had chosen me, even before the world was created. Isn't something that should make us glad? That even before the world was created, before the world was formed at all, the Lord has chosen you, he had chosen me. Although we were not yet born, but the Lord had chosen us. He says we are accepted by God, not because we merit it. The Lord God had accepted us, not because we merit it. Romans chapter 5, verse 8b says that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the Lord God had accepted us. He has taken us as his own even before we were born. We were redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's part of what we are seeing in that Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3, that we were redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing else could have redeemed you. Nothing else could have redeemed me. All the blood of bulls and rams that have been shed was not sufficient for your redemption, was not sufficient for my redemption. Only the blood of Jesus Christ was sufficient. And through this Jesus Christ, still we receive forgiveness of our sins. We receive forgiveness of our sins. 1 John 1:9 tells us that when we sin at all, if we sin at all, and we confess our sin, that the Lord God Almighty is faithful, he is just to forgive us such sins and trespasses. So, the Lord is always ready to forgive us our sins. We also saw that we have an inheritance. We have an inheritance in Christ. We are co-heirs of the kingdom of God. We are co-heirs of the kingdom of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. we are joint heirs with Christ. So whatever belongs to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whatever belongs to Christ in God belongs to you, belong also to me. We are co-heirs. It is for this reason we always come to God in prayer and we ask in the name of Jesus Christ and we receive what we ask of him. Praise the Lord. We also saw, okay, if we move on to verse 13 of that Ephesians chapter 1, we are told that we are marked with a seal. We are marked with a seal. That is the seal of the Holy Spirit. We are marked with a seal, the seal of the Holy Spirit. And it is this seal of the Holy Spirit in you and in me that gives us assurance that we are the children of God. The seal of our salvation. In fact, I checked for the meaning of a seal. In legal terms, I know our daddy is here, so don't let me talk. But I checked the dictionary and it says a seal authenticates something. It says this thing is original. A seal authenticates. So the seal of the Holy Spirit in you and me says we are original children of God. Isn't that something to make us rejoice in the Lord? The seal of the Holy Spirit in you, the seal of the Holy Spirit in me authenticates us. It makes us have this assurance that we are the children of God. And so, the devil may at times bring his accusations. At times we may even begin to doubt, am I a true child of God? But knowing that the Holy Spirit is in me, I know that I am indeed a child of God. Praise the Lord. How come all these blessings that we have mentioned are in our lives? We received these blessings because of the salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ had wrought for us. The salvation. That day that you came to God and you prayed and said, God, have mercy on me, forgive me, cleanse me from my sin. That day you were redeemed, you were saved. That day you came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps you heard the message. You made up your mind that this day I come to the Lord. I ask for cleansing. I ask for forgiveness. And the Lord indeed, by assurance in your heart, because you have prayed unto God through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you got to know that you are saved. From that day, the Lord God Almighty bought you out of the market of sin. Why? Because Jesus Christ had shed his blood for you on the cross of Calvary. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 28 tells us that we are bought with a price. And that price is nothing less but the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we used to sing, what shall make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Only that blood. Only that blood. Other than that blood, nothing. Nothing can make you whole. Other than that blood, nothing can make me whole. And because Jesus Christ has bought us out of the market of sin, we have the following benefits. Because Jesus Christ has bought us out of the market of sin, he has ransomed us. He has paid the ransom. Of course, we are in present day Nigeria and we hear when they say they have and they say the people should go and get some money. But Jesus Christ, on that day that you gave your life to Christ, because he had died, he had shed his blood on the cross for you, even before you were born. On that day that you made up your mind to give your life to him, even that blood becomes efficacious for you. And so we have the following benefits. One, we have grace to live holy and consecrated lives. We have grace to live holy and consecrated lives. That's why we have our motto here in Titus 2:14. It says what? Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from what? All iniquity. That he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself, a peculiar people, zealous of good work. We are peculiar. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, he gave his own life, died on the cross, that he might redeem me, that he might redeem you, and make us all peculiar children of God, that the Lord will always be pleased with us. Praise the Lord. Benefit number two, we are endued with divine favor, protection, and preservation. We are endued with divine favor, protection, and preservation. Luke chapter 21:18 tells us that not a single hair will fall down from our head unless it's approved of God. Not a single hair will fall down from our head unless it's approved of God. God knows it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 tells us that we are hid with Christ in God. We are hid inside of Christ, and Christ is hidden in God. And if this be the case, then we know that we are preserved. Thank you, Mommy, for leading us to pray for our brethren that are in Ukraine. The Lord will keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ has died for them, he has shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for them, he also will preserve them. He will keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. We have this further benefit that we live in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We live in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus Christ has died for us, because he has ransomed us away from the market of sin, we have the opportunity of living in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 tells us this. It says we should be careful for nothing. We should be careful for nothing, but in prayers and in supplication, we should make our requests known unto God. And the God of all peace, that God will give us peace. And this peace which he gives us passes all understanding. The peace which our God gives to us, because we are ransomed away from the market of sin and we are now hid inside of Christ. He says the peace which our God gives unto us is past understanding. For this reason, you and myself, when there are challenges, when there are difficulties, we are not supposed to run about like the people of the world run. Why? Because we have peace in Christ. We have peace in Christ. We are always supposed to rejoice in the Lord, because that is our portion. We are supposed to always rejoice in the Lord. John chapter 14:27 says, this is Jesus himself speaking, my peace I leave with you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Why? Why would he give that unto us? He is our Father, and we are heirs with him. We are heirs with him. If we are heirs with him, we have opportunity of whatever belongs to him. Therefore, we should not trouble ourselves. We should not trouble ourselves. We should always remember that he is available for us. and that we can get that which we ask of him whenever we do the same. Praise the Lord. So to be blessed, therefore, is to be saved. To be blessed is to be saved. And with salvation comes every other spiritual and physical endowment. To be blessed is to be saved. To be blessed is to be saved. This knowledge that you are saved is blessing on its own. The knowledge that you are saved is blessing on its own. And this salvation that you have received, the salvation that I have received, with it comes various other blessings. Matthew 6:33, which we all know. Matthew 6:33 tells us that if we will seek first the kingdom of God, which is salvation, all other things. Please, can you just tell yourself two blessings that you know that can come with salvation. Two blessings. I'm talking about physical blessing now. Physical blessing. Just remind yourself two blessings that you know can come with salvation. Two blessings. Two blessings. And when you remind yourself of that, you know that those blessings are yours because you are saved. Those blessings, they are yours because you are saved. Praise the Lord. As God blesses with salvation, he adds many other gifts. As God blesses with salvation, he adds many other gifts. The Lord called Abraham, as we saw in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. As we also see now in Genesis 22, I'll get the verses. Genesis 22, we'll take verse 2, 3, and then 15 to 18. Genesis 22, verse 2, 3, then 15 to 18. Genesis 22. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you. Verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. 15 to 18. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself I have swore, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of thy enemies. God was telling Abraham that I blessed thee with Isaac, and I asked you to bring Isaac to me as a sacrifice. And because you did not hold back Isaac, because you did not hold back Isaac, I blessed you with him. You released him unto me also as a blessing. The Lord blessed Abraham with Isaac. And where God demanded Isaac for a sacrifice, for a blessing unto him, God, Abraham released Isaac back to the Lord. And because of that, the Lord said, in blessing, he will bless him. In multiplying, he will multiply him. and I was looking at it. He says, and Abraham, in verse 4 of Genesis chapter 12, he said, and he arose. And he arose. And he arose. In 22, he arose and he saddled the ass and he took Isaac, the object of the blessing, and he was on his way. And they got to that place to sacrifice him. Abraham obeyed God. Abraham obeyed God. And because he obeyed God, the Lord said, even as we had read, in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying I will multiply you. I will make you a father of nations. And all the nations of the earth will be blessed through you. The Lord blessed Abraham and he made him a blessing. Do you want God himself to make you a blessing today? It's a question that you have to answer yourself. Do you want God himself to make you a blessing today? The Bible tells us that Abraham obeyed God. What is obedience? What is obedience? Obedience is simple. Following God's instruction promptly, correctly, and consistently. That's obedience. Following God's instruction promptly, correctly, and consistently. The question is, do I follow God's instruction promptly? Am I prompt when the Lord gives me instruction? Am I prompt in obeying? Am I prompt in doing that which the Lord asked me to do? Am I consistent in doing it? Do I do it correctly or I do it the way I want anyway? Like Saul, obeyed halfway. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. And Abraham obeyed and the Lord blessed him and made him a blessing unto nations. The blessings we are blessed with, they are not for us to enjoy alone. The blessings we are blessed with, they are not for us to enjoy alone, but they are to satisfy the mind of God. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Savior and Redeemer. Jesus Christ, the Savior and Redeemer. Isaiah 42, verses 1, 6 to 7. Isaiah 42, verses 1, 6 to 7. And Luke 4, 18 to 19, speak about the same thing. But I want us to look at Luke 4, 18 to 19. Luke 4, 18 to 19. It tells us about the mission, about the reason, about the purpose for which Jesus Christ came. Luke 4, 18. It says, Jesus Christ speaking, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That is the purpose for which Jesus Christ came, for which God sent him unto you and to me. For which God sent him to the world. And if we summarize what we have read now, we are talking about salvation. If we do a summary of what we have read, we are talking about salvation. That is the reason. That is the purpose for which Jesus Christ came. What? To save the world. To bring healing. To bring deliverance. To bring salvation. To open the eyes of those that are blind. The question is, why has God blessed you with the blessings He has blessed you with? Why has God blessed you with the blessings He has blessed you with? Jesus Christ knew why the Lord blessed him so much. Abraham knew why the Lord blessed him so much, and they kept by it. They made sure that they fulfilled the purpose for which they were blessed. The question is, why has God blessed you? Have you tried to know the purpose, the reason for which the Lord God Almighty has blessed you with the blessings He has blessed you with? Have you tried to do that? Have you asked Him why He has blessed you with such amount of blessings He has blessed you with? It's important, it's very good that you and myself, at any point in time, this blessing that has come, this blessing that I am in, this blessing, and you know, there are various blessings. Various blessings. There may be blessing of talent that the Lord has given unto a person. There may be blessing of the by virtue of the position that the person is occupying. There may be financial blessings that the Lord has blessed the person with. Various kinds of blessings that the Lord has blessed people with. The question is, the one you have been blessed with, the one you have been blessed with, what purpose is it to serve? Let me remind us again. Blessings is to promote or to contribute to the well-being and prosperity of others. Why you enjoy it, but it is also to promote and contribute to the well-being and prosperity of others. That is the major reason God blesses people. Yes, you will enjoy from it, but majorly, it is to promote the well-being and prosperity of others. And so, you are blessed spiritually, you are blessed physically, you are blessed in whatever way you have been blessed. The Lord God Almighty expects that you deploy that blessing in the promotion of the well-being and the prosperity of others. Praise the Lord. As children of God, we are to open up to God to use us as vessels to bless as many as come our way. As children of God, we are to open up to God to use us to bless as many as come our way. There are so many waiting to be reached. The Lord has blessed you with salvation. What are you doing to bring that salvation unto others? It's a question you have to answer yourself. He has blessed you with salvation. He has blessed me with salvation. What are you doing? What am I doing to bring that salvation unto others? He has elevated you. What are you doing to see that others also get elevated? He has comforted you. What are you doing to see that others get comforted also? By that comfort, you have been comforted. It's not for our personal consumption. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to bless you abundantly, and you will abound with all good works. God is able to bless you abundantly, and you will abound with all good works. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Then I put a rider there, so that you will be a blessing unto others too. Blessed to be a blessing. He said God will bless you abundantly. He's able to bless you abundantly, so that you also will be a blessing unto others. Same 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Just turn it. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. He says, for though you know the grace of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty you might be rich. And then when you become rich, What is the purpose of that blessing in your life? When you become rich, what is the purpose of the blessing? Is something to think about. When you become rich, when the Lord has blessed you, when He has made you rich, what is the purpose of that wealth that God has given unto you? Acts chapter 20, 35. Acts chapter 20, 35. It says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of God, they make rich and they add no sorrow. The blessings of God, they make rich and they add no sorrow. But I tell you, if a person does not manage the blessing of God properly, it will add sorrow. Go and ask the rich man in the story of the rich man and Lazarus. He did not manage the blessings that God has blessed him with properly. It added sorrow. Because the Bible tells us that while he died, he was taken to Hades, and Lazarus also died, and the angels came and took him to the bosom of Abraham. But while the rich man was where he was, the Bible tells us that he looked up and he saw Lazarus. He said, he was so thirsty that he needed Lazarus to even dip his finger into water and put a drop into his mouth. He was blessed, but the blessing became trouble for him. Why? Because he did not manage that blessing properly. May we manage our blessings properly in Jesus' name. Nebuchadnezzar was blessed also. Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4 from Daniel chapter 4, verse 4, 24, and then 27 to 33. It is the story of Nebuchadnezzar. He was blessed. A big king. But one day he rose up and he looked, probably was sitting on that his garden, where is it called? Hanging Garden of Babylon. And he sat there and he looked and he said, is this not Babylon which I built for my own glory? And that day, the Lord commanded that because he did not know the purpose for which he was blessed, he should go into the bush and eat grass with animals. That shall not be our portion, in Jesus' name. He did not know the reason, the purpose for which he was blessed. He had to go to the bush to eat grass with animals so that his head would become correct. I know. Praise the Lord. King Herod was blessed. In Acts chapter 12, he was blessed. Acts chapter 12, verses 20 to 24. Acts chapter 12, verses 20 to 24. He behaved also like Nebuchadnezzar. Acts chapter 12. I read verse 23. I said, okay, let me take it from 22. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten up of worms and gave up the ghost. 24. But the word of God did what? Grew and multiplied. You have blessing. You don't want to bring it out for the work of God. Or you don't want to bring it out to bless others. God will still do what he will do. He said when Herod had died, what happened? The word of God grew and multiplied. My prayer is that you and myself will make up our minds today to bring out the blessings that the Lord has blessed us with, to do that which God would want us to do with it, in Jesus Christ's name. Say amen. But we can contrast looking at Dorcas. Dorcas in Acts chapter 9:36. We are looking at the people that deployed the blessing of God properly now. Dorcas. Where is our mommy? Mommy Dorcas. Is she? Well, Baba is here at least. Baba is a representative of Mama. Praise the Lord. Dorcas made herself available. And the Bible recorded that she reached out to the widows. The Lord used her to bless the widows. She didn't have so much, but she made herself available. And the Lord used her in that direction. I hope you today, as you are listening to the sound of my voice, you will make up your mind that like Dorcas of old, you will reach out unto as many as the Lord grants you the grace to reach out to in the name of Jesus Christ. David in 1 Chronicles 29, 1b to verse 9. I want us to read 1 Chronicles 29. 1 Chronicles 29. First Chronicles 29. He said, furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. The work is great. The work in the house of God is great. The work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things to be made of gold, and the silver for the things of silver, and the brass for the things of brass, the iron for the things of iron, and set all that and all that. David, he prepared, he made himself available, and he provided all that resources from his own, the resources that the Lord God had given unto him. He made himself a blessing in the house of God. Verse 6. Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered how? Willingly. They offered how? Willingly, and gave for the service of the house of God. Of gold, 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver, 10,000 talents, and of brass, 18,000 talents. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord. Verse 9. Then the people rejoiced, for that they had offered willingly. Then the people rejoiced, for that they had offered willingly. Are you willing today to offer willingly to the Lord, to make yourself a blessing in the house of God? Are you willing today to offer willingly and make yourself a blessing in the house of the Lord? The Lord God Almighty expects you, he expects me, that today, having been blessed so much with salvation, having been blessed so much with the physical and other blessings the Lord has blessed us with, we should make up our minds to offer willingly, to be blessings in the house of God. Remember, Herod had the chance, he wasted it. Nebuchadnezzar had the chance, he wasted it. And even in contemporary world, you can see, if you look very well, you may see people that had the chance of being making themselves blessings because the Lord has blessed them, but they choose to waste it. Will you make up your mind like a wise person today not to waste the opportunity that the Lord has given unto you? Will you make up your mind? First of all, I want you to think. Think about it. What are the blessings? Apart from salvation of your soul, which is the most important blessing, salvation of your soul, of my soul, which is the most important blessing that the Lord will bless anybody with. Just think about it. What blessings? What blessings? I tell you, none of us can deny that he or she does not have any blessing in his life. The blessings that you have been blessed with, are you willing to bring them as a blessing unto the Lord? Are you willing to make yourself a blessing unto the people around you? Think about it. What blessings? What blessings? What blessing? Is it the blessing of talent that the Lord has blessed you with? Is it financial blessing the Lord has blessed you with? Is it material blessing the Lord has blessed you with? Is it the blessing of being able to teach Priscilla and Aquila? That was the blessing that they had. Priscilla and Aquila, that was the blessing that they had. And they deployed it very well. And Apollos and many others, as they may have thought, were blessed so much. What blessing is there that the Lord has blessed you with? Is it the blessing of position? Position. The position that the Lord has placed you. How are you employing that position as a blessing in the life of others? How are you employing such position in the life of others? Well, we'll take this song that we all know, because we are grateful unto God that he has blessed us. We are grateful unto him. He has blessed us with whatever kind of blessing he has blessed us with. If you indeed know that the Lord has blessed you, if you indeed know that the Lord has blessed you, you will take the song. You are so glorious. Is my life a blessing? Is my life a blessing? The Bible tells us that the Lord blessed Abraham that his life will be a blessing unto nations. The Lord blessed Abraham that his life will be a blessing unto nations. Is my life a blessing? That's the question. Is my life a blessing? Is your life a blessing? Let's ask ourselves. You are the one that knows to answer that question. I know how to answer it myself by myself also. answer the question. Am I a blessing? Am I a blessing? That is the purpose of God for me. Is the purpose of God for you. That we be blessed and that we become blessings. That we be blessed and that we become blessings. Shikamasoko bakate pabo. Primazike progosutu pababa. Ige mozoto preke purba sakapu. Imbreke sepuku mabrakate dabo. Rimazaka prokusuku brakata dagoku. Therefore, open your mouth and pray, Lord, bless me indeed that I will be a blessing. Lord, bless me indeed that I will be a blessing. Lord, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed that I will be a blessing. That I will be a blessing. That I will be a blessing. Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed, Lord, that I will be a blessing. And that I will be a blessing. Masaka progusi kanaga. Libra kasege regebosun degribasaka posukudaga. Rikeko posuka baba. Yeshiki masaka baba. Re masaka. We are said that blessing is not only in financial matters. Blessing can be even in the power to pray, 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 in the ability to stay in the place of prayer. That's the example of Anna. Anna prayed and 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 prayed. If that is where the Lord is calling you, why don't you make yourself available in that area? If it's in the area of prayer, the Lord is calling you, why don't you make yourself available in that area? If it's in the area of giving, maybe finances, maybe material. The Lord may want to use you as an encourager. The Lord may want to use you as an encourager. A person that brings encouragement. We know what the Bible talks about Barnabas. He says he is son of encouragement. That's what the Bible calls Barnabas. The son of encouragement. Why? Because he was always encouraging. That's the area the Lord used him. That's the area the Lord used Barnabas. Will you make yourself like Barnabas today? An encourager. Will you make yourself like Barnabas? An encourager. Can you pray to God as Lord, whatever we want to detract me from being a blessing, deliver me from such. Whatever I want to detract me from being a blessing, deliver me from such. Deliver me from such. In the name of Jesus. The devil came with various temptations against Jesus. For what purpose? To distract him. He came with various temptations to distract Jesus. Pray to God today. Whatever I want to distract me, whatever I want to prevent me from being a blessing that the Lord wants me to be, deliver me from the same. In the name of Jesus. Pray to God, Lord, teach me to maintain my blessing. Lord, teach me to maintain my blessings. Teach me to maintain my blessings. The man that had 5 talents, he maintained his blessings. The man that had 2 talents, he maintained his blessing. But the one that had 1 talent, he mismanaged it. The one that had one talent, he mismanaged it. Pray to God. Father, today, I bring myself to you. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to manage the blessings you have blessed me with. Help me, Lord, to manage the blessings you have blessed me with. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to manage the blessings you have blessed us with. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to maintain the blessings you have blessed us with. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you making up your mind that indeed it will be a blessing? Are you making up your mind that indeed it will be a blessing? Therefore, commit yourself unto the hands of God and say, Lord, I commit myself to your hand today. Make me a blessing. I commit myself to your hand today. Father, I commit myself to your hand. I commit myself to your hand. Lord, I commit myself to your hand. 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 In the name of Jesus, I commit myself to your hand. I commit myself to your hand. In the name of Jesus, I commit myself to your hand. In the name of Jesus, make my life a blessing, Lord. Make my life a blessing, Lord. A blessing, Lord. Blessing, make my life a blessing, Lord.
Make my life a blessing, Lord.
Make my life a blessing, Lord.
Your
Holy Ghost is working in my life.
That we are blessed. Are you blessed? Are you really blessed of God? And you know it. And you have to say it now. There are two things you're going to say. You are going to say it as an affirmation. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Keep on saying, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, amen. Do you know when it was taking us? When we say God has blessed you, that overrules any curse. If you are blessed, God blessing you, no curse can operate upon your life. And it is good for us to really understand that we are blessed. If you know that you are blessed, there is nothing any other person can say to the contrary that you will believe. Can you say, I am blessed?
I am blessed.
In the name of Jesus,
I am blessed.
Another aspect we're going to say is that I will be a blessing. There must be a flowing. There must be a flowing from us to another person. There must be a flowing. For example, you are saved from the slave market. That's a blessing. And to be a blessing to others, you must also preach the gospel to another person. You must extend, there must be a flow from you to another person. That which God has blessed you with, you have to extend it to another person. Can I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I will be a blessing. Can you say it? Continue to say it. I will be a blessing. Whether the devil likes it, in the name of Jesus, I will be a blessing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You know, when God speaks to us, we have to understand what He's saying to us. And then we take it. Then it will become that which God has in mind.